good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan hunkered down, of course, because this huge swath of the U.S. is awaiting this massive storm coming in. Some meteorologists calling it a bomb cyclone as the nor'easter comes up the Atlantic coast, Alan. But especially those of you in the Berkshires eastward toward the coast expecting almost a foot of snow. But the winds and the driving snow and the bitterly cold temperatures are going to make this quite a storm, and everyone is advised to use caution, basically from the capital region eastward.
That's right, David. Those of us who live in the Berkshires are really in a much worse situation than those where you go a little bit further west. Then, of course, you're quite right, in comes the freeze, the deep freeze. And if the snow isn't off the ground, that stuff turns to ice, and that's when there can be some real trouble.
Well, to that end, this radio station brings you this information. We want you to be informed so you can be safe. And at this point now in our drive, Alan, in the lockbox, $775,797 racing toward that $800,000.
That's right, David. I have secret information that some of the overnight stuff may have even brought it closer. That's unbelievable. You think about what happened here. We didn't expect to go into the fund drive until February 5th. When it started, it was going to be a $2 million fund drive. It was going to be awful. And we put out the word. We said, look, we have the opportunity to guarantee our future by buying this tower. And of course, we have bought it. But we used every available penny that we had to do it. And we said we can't operate a radio station without it. So we're coming very close to that $1 million. But that is a mixture. I know it's complicated, but it's a mixture of what we paid for the tower and what we need to run the station. So that's why this crucial February 5th fund drive is going to be so important, and why everybody should put money in the lockbox. And by the way, just let me say, we thank everybody who's done something. It's amazing. It's the idea that we own this radio station, and you do. And we thank you so much for that.
WAMC.org, open 24/7. Well, Alan, we witnessed the 8th State of the State speech by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday. It was a tough speech. He certainly targeted the federal government, suggesting that the Trump administration's tax overhaul plan was a partisan swipe, pitting the blue states against the red states, and going on to suggest that New York will look to change its own tax code. A number of other steps the governor introduced, things like combating sexual harassment and reform of the state's criminal justice system.
David, if this guy wasn't running for president, you sure fooled me. We had a vox pop afterwards. Virtually every single person who called in was amazed and delighted in blue state New York about how this governor was taking on the president of the United States. And he was, in no uncertain terms, talking about changing the New York tax system in such a way that the deductions would continue. It's going to get very creative, let me say, and I don't know that the IRS will permit it. But there's all kinds of ideas about making donations to the state, and as a result of that, being able to continue to make the deduction. I'm really not quite sure what it's all about, but this governor was extraordinarily forceful in saying what could be done and going after Trump in virtually every way possible. It was a masterful effort. I'm not convinced about how nice the guy is, but let me say, he was a force yesterday.
Quite a bombshell yesterday. We learned former White House strategist Steve Bannon spoke to author Michael Wolff for a new book about the Trump administration, called a meeting between the president's son, Donald Jr., and a group of Russians treasonous and unpatriotic. The president responded in a statement saying Bannon has lost his mind.
Well, there are those of us who had such a feeling a long time ago, but it is amazing. After all, this is the same president who appointed Bannon as the chief strategist in his White House, who has given him incredible access to that same White House even after he was ousted and went back to that awful Breitbart. Michael Wolff's book, by the way, instantaneously became the number one Amazon pick. So it is one more look into the chaos of the White House situation. Bannon, of course, is proud of the fact that Trump won the presidency, he says, because he followed Bannon's either instructions or lead on what he should be saying. And now you see this going haywire.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Well, Alan, as they listen to the weather forecast today, perhaps they might think about putting something in the lockbox at WAMC.org. I think that would be worth it.
Think of what this radio station has represented to all of us. 24/7, it's always there for you, and we're depending on everybody to make sure it stays there.
Well, be safe out there, everyone, and thank you.